Well, hello everyone. I hope you're doing well. Thought I'd post a boom up in here as I pretty much wanted to share some information with you on this April 17th, 2017. I hope everyone's Easter was wonderful, and for those that celebrated it, I hope that you had a good time. But for those that did not, I hope you had a wonderful Sunday nonetheless. All right, for those of you who have an Echo, a Dot, or a Tap, the Dot, whether it be the first or second generation, now I don't know how this will work on Firefox or Internet Explorer in Windows. Now, at one time, I was able to access the page with Firefox. I mean, I can still access it, but basically can't sign in. I don't know why. It won't let me for some stupid reason. But that's neither here nor there. Let me get to the heart and let me get to the meat and potatoes of the matter. If you are using the Alexa app and you want to organize your flash briefing, you might find a surprising annoyance. They've broken accessibility in the app. I should know this because I have tried it and I have reported it. It took me several times to get this reported to the tech support folks. And of course, level one, they were like, well, let's uninstall and reinstall the app. Well, okay, that's the first troubleshooting step, but that doesn't really solve the issue. So I just was like, you know what? No, I'm going to call until I get somebody. I finally got somebody on the seventh try, folks, in one day. Yes, I can be very persistent, I can be very annoying, and I can be a pain in the ass, but I got sick and tired of getting the runaround. But anyway, on the seventh try, I finally got somebody and basically gave them the meat and potatoes short story. But they wanted a demonstration of how I was doing it, so no problem. If you are using VoiceOver, as I said, and you are using an iPhone, I'm going to just say iPhone or iPod Touch. I don't know about the iPad. My assumption would be that it's the same. If you are using the Alexa app on any of these devices, please let me know. I know at least for the iPod Touch and the iPhone 7, it has been confirmed that with VoiceOver turned on, it doesn't work, meaning that you cannot organize your content. Now, what I did is went a step further. I tried it with VoiceOver off. Once I knew where I wanted certain items placed, I turned VoiceOver, this was with VoiceOver, Let me back up. I had VoiceOver on, organized the items where I wanted them to be, double tapped, done. That wasn't working. So I tried it again with VoiceOver on, but then before I double tapped done, I turned VoiceOver off because I knew that the done button would be in the top right hand corner. That didn't work either. The particular item that I wanted in a specific place kept jumping back up to the top. So, to make a long story short, and for those of you who don't want to pull your hair out, you might not want to use the Alexa app on your iPhone. Now, I say might not because I don't know how everyone's experience is going to differ from mine. iPod Touch or not, I did find out from the individual I'm working with that, yes, the development team was able to reproduce the issue that I'm having. If you have a Mac computer, might I suggest you get Google Chrome? and log into the Alexa app that way via alexa.amazon.com, putting in your credentials and organizing your flash briefing that way. It does work with VoiceOver. Once you set the order in which you want your flash briefing to appear, you can shift tab back to done and press VO space, and all's well that ends well. It will work. For me, this was a great experiment that I did because I wanted to find out if it worked. So basically, what I'm saying is that if you don't want the headache of going through what I went through, then just use Google Chrome and go to Alexa, alexa.amazon.com. Sign in with your credentials once you're on that page. Go down to settings by VO right arrow until you hear settings, then hit VO space. Then you'll want to interact with the necessary text and get down to where you see flash briefing. Once you hear flash briefing, you VO space again, and then you'll want to hit edit, which is a link, okay? You'll want to VO space on edit. And if there are some things that you want in a certain order, it's very easy to navigate with Google Chrome. Google Chrome got me out of this jam, so there you go. But it's very easy to navigate with Google Chrome, and if you have any questions, and for those of you that are following me on Twitter, get a hold of me in a DM. Those of you who have me on Facebook chat, get a hold of me over there. Skype, if you have me there, get a hold of me. Anyway, even if you have me on Zello, get a hold of me over there. The point is that Google Chrome, for right now, seems to be the best solution for this problem. Wrong button.